Now that both Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum have endorsed Mitt Romney, the GOP is working to get the rank and file in line. That's especially important in swing states such as Florida. During the primary there, Romney struggled on the north end of the state, a bastion of conservative voters. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports on what it might take for those voters to get behind the former Massachusetts governor.
Back in January, the day before the Florida primary, retired school teacher Jane Hayes was dressed in red, white, and blue at a Pensacola rally for Newt Gingrich. She said at the time she could not support Mitt Romney.
Republicans that are conservative need to get the message to the establishment that don't give us weak candidates. You gave us McCain and he was weak. You gave us Dole and he was weak. You gave us Romney and he's weak. And somewhere along the line, we have to stop and say no more.
Now that Romney is the presumptive nominee, Hayes is torn. I visited the retired school teacher at her home on a golf course in Santa Rosa County, Florida.
I don't know if I'm going to vote for him yet. I may be one of those that leaves it blank.
She's not as pessimistic as she once was and seems to be looking for something to like about Romney.
He was probably a really good governor for a liberal northeastern state. I think he's a good family man. He has a lot in his background that would make him a good president, except he doesn't have the experience of being conservative.
Romney needs a strong turnout from conservatives like Hayes here in the Panhandle, where the politics are more akin to neighboring Georgia and Alabama than the rest of Florida.
Heavenly Father, you have promised to bless the nation that trusts in you.
More than 100 people turned out last week for a national prayer day service on the front lawn of the Santa Rosa County Courthouse.
We have a responsibility, if we want to keep God as Lord in America, to go to the polls and do that dirty word, vote. Come on.
The speaker, Frank Lay, is a retired principal. He'll be voting for Romney, if not enthusiastically.
There were some stronger candidates, if you will. Even I, he wasn't mine. But, he is now.
It's a common sentiment.
Well, he was not my first choice.
82-year-old Chris Holly voted for Rick Santorum in the primary, but says she'll support Romney now and hope for the best.
He professes to be a Christian, and, you know, Christians are supposed to put God first no matter what.
Romney's Mormon faith has been a sticking point for some evangelical voters, but Holly says not for her. Not for Lonnie Hawkins either. He's an accountant in the Pensacola Public Defender's Office. Hawkins still prefers Newt Gingrich, but says he has no choice but to vote for Romney. He incorrectly believes President Obama is Muslim.
Would you prefer a Mormon or a Muslim? You got two M's to choose from.
Hawkins says the specter of another Obama administration should pull reluctant conservatives behind Romney. The chair of the Santa Rosa County Republican Executive Committee, Kay Addison, says in 2008, voters here were also slow to warm up to John McCain, who lost Florida.
People said, I don't like McCain, I'm not going to vote. So I've been telling everybody, if you don't vote, it's like a vote for Obama.
The party plans to target registered Republicans who didn't vote in the last election. But Addison says Romney will have to do his part, too.
He's going to have to come up here to the Panhandle some, because so often we're like taken for granted because, oh, well, they're Republicans, they're going to vote for a Republican. But they do need to let us know that they care if we vote or not.
Republican strategist Scott Miller of Pensacola says that could be tricky for a candidate who has to appeal to the whole state.
He has to be careful and balance his conservative pitch and not so overcommit his conservative pitch, which is what's going to attract the North Florida voters, that he doesn't alienate his South Florida voters.
Romney also needs to be authentic, Miller says, and not try too hard to connect, like he did in the Alabama and Mississippi primaries.
He doesn't have to come eat grits, but it's nice to come and have a glass of iced tea.
Sweet tea.
Sweet tea, for sure.
And as he sips, Miller says, Romney needs to show he understands the conservative values that drive so many voters in North Florida. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered.